It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food, and there's a new food truck coming to Dartmouth College. It's known as The Box, and the truck will serve Mediterranean-style sandwiches and salads and other foods while giving students at the Tuck School of Business and in Dartmouth a chance to manage and operate a business. Joining me now is the team behind The Box, Eric Wynn, Mike Parshley, Peter Shively, and Tyler Harvey. Welcome to all of you, to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
Food trucks are very popular in Boston and other big cities. Mike, why a food truck as opposed to, say, a restaurant?
The easy answer to that one would be just the low fixed cost of capital. We knew that there were some great brick-and-mortar restaurants in the town of Hanover. That wasn't necessarily the market we were going after. We were looking to go after the student population up on Dartmouth's campus. There's about 5,000 Dartmouth undergraduate and graduate students, plus about 1,000 faculty members who are currently served only by the dining halls. We were going, wow, it would be great to get some alternative dining up here, and the quickest way to do that was, in fact, a food truck.
But that said, Eric, there are quite a few costs that go into setting up a food truck, and you described some of them as part of a fundraising project that you did on Kickstarter.
That's right. We did have to purchase the truck and a number of pieces of equipment for our commercial kitchen, as well as assorted other things for both the truck and the kitchen. So there was a significant upfront cost, although it is lower, we believe lower than a brick-and-mortar restaurant.
Was there any resistance to bringing a food truck, which in some cases has something less of a reputation than a brick-and-mortar restaurant does, to a hallowed institution like Dartmouth College?
There was no resistance. In fact, both the town of Hanover and the college were extremely supportive throughout the last year and a half that we've been working on it. But to be fair, the first thing that Mike and I worked on last year in starting this was talking with the authorities at both the town and the college. They were very supportive. Now, part of that is we're insiders. You know, I'm a Dartmouth alum. Mike and I are both Tuck students. Our entire team is made up of Tuck and Dartmouth students. And so because we're insiders and because we're adding value to the educational platform here at Dartmouth, there was more interest in it. If we were simply another provider, another business operator, you know, there probably wouldn't have been that kind of support. Really, we have a dual mission. We are a for-profit private enterprise, but we have this educational mission as well. And without that, I don't think the college in town should have been supportive of it because it can be disruptive otherwise.
Tyler, you are the executive chef for The Box. Tell me a little bit about how you and the team came up with the menu and what you're hoping to see in the months to come.
You know, our instincts were correct in thinking that students really wanted a good grab-and-go, healthy option, that there are a lot of comfort food options in the area, but not a lot of great, healthy, light food options for them to access quickly. So I immediately went to Mediterranean-inspired food, which I think is just a great vessel for awesome produce in the area and, you know, using ingredients like that accessible to kind of your average consumer is something I always have in mind with my cooking.
Peter, this is the first food truck to come to Dartmouth College. If this takes off, maybe a second truck at Dartmouth or maybe at another campus?
That's probably a Mike and Eric decision, but they're nodding at me right now, so potentially.
Lastly, which item on the current menu would each of you recommend to someone stopping by the truck for the first time?
So I'll take the first stab at that. This is Mike Parshley. My ideal meal, I think, based on everything I've tasted so far, would start with the pulled pork pita sandwich, which is delicious, incredibly filling, and I'd probably wash that down with a Pellegrino water. And then definitely round out the meal with something sweet because I have a sweet tooth. And Tyler makes these phenomenal giant salted oat chocolate chip cookies from scratch. And typically, if you're getting them off the box, they're warm or recently out of the oven, and they're absolutely phenomenal.
This is Eric. I would most likely have the lamb meatball maybe over a green bowl or in a pita. Also have a Pellegrino and also have a salted oat chocolate chip cookie. But since Mike already said salted oat chocolate chip cookie, which, by the way, I had for breakfast, I'll say instead broad date truffles, which are pretty ridiculous, actually. So they're a little bit different flavor than a chocolate chip cookie, obviously, but they're also fantastic.
This is Peter, and I'm a big fan of spicy food and have been pushing Tyler to add something like that to the menu. And so we have a spicy harissa sauce, which I pretty much put on everything. So if that's one item, that's my favorite item, and it's great with the pita. If I had to put it on a sandwich, most likely the lamb meatball with the harissa is pretty unbelievable. So that would be sort of my go-to meal.
And I would say to somebody who's first coming to the, this is Tyler, sorry, somebody who's first coming up to the box to try the pickled beet sandwich, because I think it takes a lot of people by surprise. They think it's going to be something light and just too kind of too healthy, but it's extremely filling and substantial and really well balanced flavor profile. So that would be my recommendation and one of my favorites.
Mike Parshley, Eric Wynn, Peter Shively, and Tyler Harvey, the team behind The Box, the new food truck opening now at Dartmouth College. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.